Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 29th day in the month of April 2025. The Lord is good and kind to us. Indeed, the Lord is good and kind to us. I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the maker of the universe, our Father, our defender, our protector. Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you would like to know what you are listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on this show, we get to learn here and share the Word of God. We get to dive deep into the deep revelation, the deep mysteries in the Word of God. And if you are very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word, spread the message, and invite somebody to this platform. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, guard your freedom to worship. Guard your freedom to worship. Our aim for today is taken from aim 31, yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 3 to chapter 4. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 124 verse 7, which says, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Psalm 124 verse 7, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 100 from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 100 from verse 1 to 5. From verse 1 it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, when people are not free to worship God the way they should, it means that their souls are in captivity. For example, when God sent Moses to Pharaoh to release the Israelites, he said, let my people go so that they can worship me. We can find that in Exodus chapter 5 verse 1. I thank God for the freedom of worship in some nations. To a large extent, in such countries, people can go to church anytime they want to worship God, however they want to. In some other nations, however, the government dictates what the church should do and not do. For example, they try to force pastors to join people of the same gender in marriage. One of the RCCG pastors in a particular country was arrested because he addressed some people as ladies and gentlemen. They said it was an insult because not all of them were ladies and gentlemen. The aim of all this is to change the way Christians worship and force them to worship him the way unbelievers want them to. Beloved, God's standard remains sure. You must not adapt to ungodly practices, especially within the church, just because the people at the top say so. When you adapt, that's slavery. Slavery in its simplest term is anything that hinders you from living life abundantly and serving God wholeheartedly. Whenever you see such things around you, guard your heart and your territory. Many Christians are already adhering to the ways of the world because of ungodly policies, and you must pray that those chains of bondage be broken speedily. When the chain of bondage was broken in Egypt, the principal thing that Pharaoh said was, "Go and worship God the way you want." Often policies that endanger people's souls don't appear to be evil at first. This is why we must be sober and vigilant as believers. We must be sensitive and careful about the things we permit within and around us. Many believers keep saying, "It doesn't matter," until our conscience becomes snared with the hot iron of immorality and darkness, like we see in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. If it doesn't conform to God's will, it matters to God, and it should matter to you too. Beloved, if you have been chained such that you can no longer serve God wholeheartedly, I pray that God will deliver you today. Your soul escapes like a bird from the shackles, like we say in Psalm 124, verse 7. And may you enjoy the freedom of worship in spirit and in truth in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes to an action point that says, thank God if you are able to worship him freely, and pray for deliverance for those who do not enjoy the same freedom. Thank God that you are able to worship him freely. Then I want you to pray for those who do not have the same liberty, the same freedom to enjoy such worship. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.